Jessica started to pull the leather trunk away from the back wall, dragging it across the floor into the light. Sally jumped up and together they undid the old buckles. Sally sniffed. Oh, camphor. Well, at least someone thought of storing things properly. Jessica leaned into the box. There's a shelf that lifts out. Oh, gosh, wonder what this is. Sally held up a torch as Jessica untied and unfurled a bundle of large paintings and smoothed them out, spreading them on the floor where they curled again. Jessica smoothed one out and sat there staring at it. These are stunning, beautiful. Sally picked up another and another. This is Stella's stash, she said. They're stunning, just beautiful. I can't believe this. Look at this one. It seems to be all wildflowers with the botanical names. Oh, I love these. Oh, wow, they should be framed or in a book. Look at the watercolours of these mushrooms, exclaimed Sally. These paintings are in perfect condition. Let's see what else there is. Jessica dived into the depths of the trunk. Oil paintings. Here, take the other end. Let's have a look. It was a painting of a romantic and mysterious glade in a woodland setting of tall trees, filtered shafts of sunlight, thick ferns among roots and fungi. The little mushrooms and strange-shaped fungi were clustered over logs and lichen. It's like fairyland, said Jessica. Magical. And look in the dark branches up there. There's an owl. Sally squinted as she studied the painting. I recognize it. It's from down in the far forest at the back of our house near the creek. The remnant rainforest land you've never touched, said Jessica. Yes, it's not heritage listed or anything, but my grandfather had it in his will. It should stay as it is. I'd forgotten about it. This painting should be framed. It's absolutely fabulous, said Jessica. Well, Mum says we have no more room, so we'll just have to leave them here. But Stella really had a talent, didn't she? Eagerly but gently, they continued exploring the contents of the trunk. By the time it was empty, they were surrounded by paintings and watercolours and oil canvases, reference books. Well, she was certainly well prepared, Jessica said. Now, hang on, what's this? It looks like a notebook. From the bottom of the pile, she pulled out a paper pad called the Artist's Sketchbook, and she flicked through it. Oh, it looks like she did rough pencil sketches and took photos as well, then brought them back to the studio. Sally paused. What is it? Jessica handed her the open sketchbook. Get a load of this. Oh, God, that's awful. Horrible, explained Sally in shock. Jessica leaned over and stared at the rough pencil sketch. It's Stella, your grandmother. But what does this mean? She didn't die like this. Who'd draw such a thing? And the owl, the poor dead thing. Jessica said in a small voice, what do you think it means? I've got no idea. It's sick. Sally flipped through the sketchbook. Look at these sketches. Some man with a moustache and a scar on his face. Who is he? Well, it's pretty rough. She didn't draw it. But a picture of her hanging in the tree with this holding the owl, it makes no sense. Sally closed the sketchbook. This gives me the creeps, especially the poor owl. Where do you think your grandmother saw this man? Asked Jessica. Do you think she knew him?